This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition of the show. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes, we do.
So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, don't you worry about that. We got archives for you. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. Just scroll past day six. You'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. They will provide you with months' worth of the show. All of it is on the house. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll free, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. As usual, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, but the show is primarily about you. If you want it to be, you can pick up your phone and bring up a political issue, personal problem, whatever is on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, I stumbled across, apparently, cop quotas today. If you ever talk to police officers and you ever ask them if they have quotas, because there's always rumors that have been floating around. I mean, for years,
yes.
The police departments have quotas. They're supposed to get X amount of speeders. They're supposed to get, you know, certain amounts of people. They're supposed to get a certain amount of revenue every month, or else, you know, there may be some punishment imposed upon them. Well, every cop always denies it, to the hilt. There's no such thing as quotas, that's just a rumor. Well, turns out there might just be such a thing as quotas.
Well, you would think the cop costs money for the county or city or mm-hmm. state to employ, and the best way for them to generate that money to pay themselves, and I'm certain they can generate a bunch extra, is giving out tickets on the local highway and byway.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that having worked in business at least, I would have my cops out there looking for speeders and you know, sure, manufacturing stuff if they had to. Look, son, if you don't have 10 tickets by the end of the day, you're going to have to find another job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's motivating.
That's kind of how a business would work.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you
well,
know,
that's not
they
really
need money there in the
businesses,
government.
Businesses, well, hold on. Before you mush government and business together a little too much, it's not fair, because businesses have to get your money voluntarily.
Right, that, absolutely
that's
true.
That's the big difference between government and a business. Well,
a salesman who goes out and knocks on enough doors is going to get some sales. So if you're talking to the local, you
sure.
know, to the
encyclopedia. The salesman doesn't have the added benefit of being able to point guns at the people that he knocks on their doors.
I understand, and I don't disagree with right. your point. All I'm saying is the cop that's not giving out tickets is the cop that's not working.
I see that. Well, anyway, here's what happened. Pennsylvania, according to the newspaper.com, Pennsylvania State Police documents show that not only is there a system of monetary reward and punishment for state troopers based on numeric ticket goals, there's a clear effort to prevent anyone from ever speaking about it.
Mm.
No wonder the cops always say, there's no such thing as quotas. Well, the first rule of a ticket quota is there is no ticket quota. The primary reason for the denial is a 1981 Pennsylvania law banning the practice of directly or indirectly suggesting that an individual police officer should issue, quote, a certain number of traffic citations. So there's actually a law against the police even revealing this information.
Hmm.
In 2002,
it doesn't seem like they should have a law to make people lie.
In 2002, well, they're not lying if they just don't answer the question, right?
Well, if they say, you know, no, absolutely not. I mean, you have to answer a question that's asked you. That's why questions are so powerful.
Right. In 2002, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette uncovered the creative methods that top police officials developed to avoid the letter of the law. The specific number of tickets that troopers must now meet is now known as the station average. Each trooper must log the number of traffic stops and citations, and if a trooper for any reason issues fewer tickets than his colleagues, the station average, then he will be disciplined.
Hmm.
So there's not a set amount necessarily. You don't join up and they assign you, because you're the newbie, they assign you 5 tickets per day.
But the veteran has to pump out 10.
Right. There's just the station average. And you either meet it, exceed it, or you don't.
Well, by this definition, everybody has to exceed the average. So the average is going to constantly be going up.
It theoretically would, yes.
I don't see how theoretically it wouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Well, assuming they all slacked from time to time, it wouldn't necessarily continue to go up.
But if they slacked, it goes down and they're disciplined.
Right. And then the average goes down.
Slightly.
Right.
The thing is if you give people this kind of reward and punishment thing, I don't think you're going to see a lot of people missing.
Probably right, especially considering the bonuses that we'll touch on here in a moment. Our investigation shows that the practice continues and that those who issue more than the station average number of traffic tickets are given a 50% salary bonus in the form of construction overtime. You're going to love what construction overtime is. A trooper who requested anonymity explained to the newspaper.com, quote, if the station average is 5 tickets and you write 10, you're getting overtime. The effect is to increase the average, as you pointed out, Mailer. Construction overtime is a particularly desirable form of low-effort duty where officers are paid time and a half to sit in their patrol cars with their red flashing lights activated to alert motorists of upcoming road construction hazards. I've seen cops running
that
job.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't know they were getting paid time and a half for that grueling, grueling work. Awarding this duty is solely at the station commander's discretion. Oh, and if it's a premium holiday, then they double that time and a half pay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Three times pay.
Yeah. Another term.
Wish I could get that at work.
Well, start meeting the work average. Exceed the work average, and you might get a
bonus.
I'm
the best they've ever seen there.
Another turnpike trooper cited an email sent to troopers at a station last month in which a sergeant used his discretion to obtain numeric citation goals. Quote, he advised them that if they didn't write citations, then they weren't going to get any overtime, the trooper said, not wanting to share a copy for fear the entire station would be punished if it were made public. Punishment for individuals often takes the form of a formal written reprimand known as a supervisor's notation, which commanders use to enforce discipline. Quote, I directed you to not schedule Trooper XYZ for any additional voluntary construction overtime until his statistics, particularly in the area of traffic enforcement, improved, said Lieutenant Thomas Whoever from Troop T in Philadelphia. Traster wrote this formal reprimand after one officer's immediate superiors, a sergeant and a corporal, each agreed that the trooper's performance was commendable. On average, the trooper in question assisted more motorists than his colleagues. He only lacked in the number of revenue-generating citations issued. So this guy was actually helping people.
He was protecting and serving.
Yeah, for doing the alleged job that the police are supposed to be doing, and so he gets punished. Traster, the bureaucrat, points out that after being warned about the need to issue more citations, the trooper quickly began to bring in a large number of traffic citations and exceeded the station average. The reprimand was about one thing. Numbers. Rank-and-file police officers warn that the emphasis on numbers forces them to focus on generating a large number of easy stops. This means that the more dangerous drivers, being more difficult to catch, are more likely to get away.
That's an interesting point.
If I'm 10 away from my target number and only have a few shifts left, I'm going to take whatever I can get, a trooper explained. So, you know, hit the people that are going 56 in the 50 zone.
I don't think that's generally done.
Well, if they need 10, then they'll do it. As a result, a serious traffic offender has a better chance of evading apprehension. It's a numbers game. The overtime system is not the proper means of enforcing discipline. Pennsylvania police regulations outline a very specific process to deal with underperforming officers, up to and including internal investigation. This process gives the underperforming employee a chance to review the evidence against him and allows a formal opportunity to challenge any resulting punishment. The overtime system bypasses these protections entirely, but it's not the only tool that the station commanders across the state have devised to suggest the troopers write a certain number of citations. We spoke to another trooper who had been relocated from the northwest corner of Pennsylvania to the southeast corner, more than 200 miles away, because he devoted more attention to assisting motorists than citing them. This trooper, who again requested anonymity, said, I was told that if I ever wanted to get closer to home, I'd have to write more traffic citations. They're making this guy drive 200 miles just to get to work.
Well, I imagine he's staying in a hotel or something.
If he has a family, that's not a very good choice. More coming back. Your show.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris is podiatrist recommended and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Thursday night edition, Ian here with you. And man, we talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Whenever there's some fresh news, something to announce about the show, it'll come to your email box if you're a member of the updates list. And you can join simply by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Of course, like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. We're talking about the cops and how they have, for years, there have been allegations that the cops have quotas. And maybe some departments do, and maybe some departments don't. Well, the newspaper.com has stumbled across some evidence that it's definitely happening on the state police level in the state of Pennsylvania. And they've given examples of how it is that this whole system works. And the way it works is they have what's called the station average. So, for instance, if the station average is that every cop gives 5 tickets a week, I'm not sure what it is per week, per day, or whatever.
I get the impression it was a monthly average.
I think that the cops can give out more than 5 tickets in a month, so I don't know. Well, whatever it is. It's an average.
The example of five?
Yeah, there was an example of five for rent. Okay. Five and ten around here. So let's just say it's five tickets per week. Well, if a given officer exceeds the five tickets, then he'll be rewarded with some overtime. He'll be rewarded with sweet stuff like construction duty, which is where they just have to sit in their car and
turn on the lights
and sit
at construction sites.
Yeah, and literally being paid to eat donuts at a construction site. There's nothing going. Nobody's gonna. Nothing's going to happen on a construction site like that. So it's just easy money for them. That's their reward for exceeding the station average. Now, if you drop below the station average, that guarantees you will not get construction time. Like, period. In fact, if you continue to stay below the station average, you'll be punished. In fact, we just gave an example of one state trooper who was working in the northwest corner.
Reassigned to Siberia.
Right. He lives in and originally was working in the northwest corner of the state.
Northwest.
Then they reassigned him to the southeast corner of the state. And this is Pennsylvania.
Northeast and southwest.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's Pennsylvania. The point is, from one corner to another, they assigned him to the other corner. Now, assuming he has a family, I mean, I think a lot of cops do have families, especially state troopers.
A lot of people have families.
Right. So, assuming he's got a family, this guy's driving 200 miles. You suggest he could live at a hotel. He's driving 200 miles every day to get to work. I understand that it's on the interstate. It's probably not too unbearable.
There's no interstate that runs from the northeast corner to the southwest corner of Pennsylvania.
Please. Good point. So
there's nothing in the southwest corner. Pittsburgh is in like the south. Excuse me, the central west. But.
Right. The trooper was told that. And by the way, none of these troopers that are talking in this article.
The border of West Virginia. There's nothing there.
Yeah, none of these troopers are revealing who they are because they're scared.
Sure.
They don't want their superiors finding out that they're talking about this to the news. Well, he says, "quote I was told that if I ever wanted to get closer to home, I'd better write more traffic citations." In private, officials tacitly acknowledged the existence of a quota. The same trooper says, quote, I eventually had a meeting with the lieutenant over it. Upon pressing her for what I was doing that was against regulations or not in the best interest of the public or department, you know, why am I being punished? The best explanation she could give me was that what I did was valuable and necessary, but it didn't bring in enough revenue.
Mm.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's always been about. That whole speed limit thing, not really there for your protection. It's there for revenue. All of it is there for revenue.
Look, I hate to be pushed into this corner to battle for speed limits, but I have to say that I do think that speed limits are a valuable tool in combating reckless driving. For instance, if you're in a neighborhood where kids play and somebody, and it happens all the time, some kid gets in his car and goes fast through that neighborhood, like 70 miles an hour.
Right. It happens all the time. Even though there's a speed limit.
Absolutely.
What?
My opinion is that kid needs a ticket.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there would be other ways to punish that kid in a non-speed limit world. And plus, if it was a neighborhood
with certainly would
private,
be reckless driving.
If there was a neighborhood with private limits, you know, it was private roads, which a lot of gated neighborhoods have private roads, and he was caught speeding in there, there could be fines on his parents or on the house. I those in big rich neighborhoods like that, they have dues that people have to pay. They could be fined.
There are
fines. For instance, I was at a visiting a friend's house, and I drive a truck, and you're not allowed to have a truck outside anybody's house after 11 o'clock at night in this neighborhood. Stupid
not
rule.
Not a pickup truck.
Any truck.
No.
I got a warning, Manwich.
Really?
You think I'm kidding with you?
Holy crap.
Yeah, I had a warning on my truck when I came out there. The guy was writing a warning. And he said if it happens again, I'll get something else would happen. I think a fine would happen or something like that.
Huh.
Anyway.
I can't believe it. A pickup truck.
Troopers maintain that here we go. In public, however, it's standard practice for the police to deny the existence of a quota, even to the point of using misleading words under oath. In a formal deposition, the same Lieutenant Traister who directed a subordinate not to issue construction overtime because someone was failing on their quotas, he testified, quote, I did not get involved in the operation or the assignment of overtime. When confronted with a copy of the above-mentioned memo where he clearly did get involved, Traister responded, I was merely passing along this assignment from the commanding officer. So he passed the buck. So he was passing the buck, and then when he asked the question, he passed the buck to the commanding officer. Troopers maintain that even though they know the emphasis on writing citations undermines the integrity of the force, they face punishment if they speak out against the situation. These guys want to do the right thing. They actually, there are cops that really do want to help you. But here they are, hamstrung. I pointed out several times on this show that there are good cops. And we do focus on the bad ones on Free Talk Live. Because there are a lot of bad ones, and the stories are quite interesting.
Well,
but I like to point out that there are good cops, and they are trying to make a difference. But when you're a good cop and you're trying to make a difference, and you have rules like this garbage to deal with, that prevent you from even revealing the fact to the public that there are such things as quotas, that's what I mean when I say they're hamstrung by the bureaucracy. For example, after media reports sparked an internal investigation into quota allegations back in 2003, our documents show that supervisors intervened in the investigation. These officers held one-on-one meetings with individual troopers before they were called to speak with investigators about the matter. According to one memo, the outcome of one such set of meetings was that the trooper stated that he does not want to speak with the investigator. You can't come forward and tell the truth, or else they will get you, a state trooper explained. You know, isn't that interesting how he puts that? They'll get you?
That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, they use intimidation. So the trooper talking. The fact of the matter is, they use intimidation. The guys don't want to come forward because they don't want to be next. They have families to feed. And because the top police officials control every aspect of internal investigations, the conclusion is never anything other than, there is no quota. What quota? Eric Scrum, spokesman for the National Motorist Association, says that whatever name you want to give it, quotas, averages, the system is bad for both the public and the police. The public receives unjustified tickets and increased insurance charges. That's an interesting aspect that I hadn't thought
of. Yeah, absolutely.
And at the same time, the police are harmed because the public has less confidence in them. There are better ways to evaluate the performance of the police. No doubt about it. The cops, there's so much that can be done to bring respect back to the business, back to the badge, back to policing. And one of those things is laying off silly piddly stuff like speeding 5 miles over the limit and garbage like that, ending the war on drugs. We can talk about this more. Your calls as well. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's raining cats and dogs. You're slowing down, being careful, but you hit a wet patch and there you go, hydroplaning. Now, what causes it and what can you do about it? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
When tires meet road water, they can do two things. Channel the water and remain on pavement, or skim on top of the water. Hydroplaning occurs when tires, especially bald ones, ride on a wedge of water and lose contact with the road. Your car is literally skiing in the street. When this happens, take your foot off the gas, but don't brake. Braking can cause your car, and sometimes you, to spin out of control. But the best way to hedge against hydroplaning is to equip your car with well-treaded tires. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes, political, personal, anything. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can go to vote for Free Talk Live. If you have not yet done it this month, and hundreds of you have, and we certainly appreciate it, because thanks to those of you who have voted so far, we are the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. And that is by far the most respected podcast ranking site in the world.
It is the big one.
Yeah. So if you haven't gone and voted, just go straight to vote.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to exactly where you need to be.
We're in the top 100 at iPodder, too, aren't we?
iTunes. Well, we don't talk about them because we don't have a deal with them.
Okay.
So, all right. I wanted to get to an email, and then we had something about fat. A fat ban.
Yes.
It's been talked about, and now it's being talked about again.
Yep.
In New York City. We'll come back to that. But first, a response from a listener from last night, an email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Brad. It's in regards to the God and taxes issue that we covered last night. He says that Christians that pay their taxes are far from hypocritical. In fact, Christians are supposed to pay their taxes no matter how high they are. Because I think you were suggesting last night that...
I did not suggest that it was hypocritical. I suggested that it was that the government was being awfully proud of themselves.
You think the government's being presumptuous by asking for more than
10%? 10%, yeah.
But you're not placing any blame on the Christians for actually paying the government, for paying more tribute to the government than they do pay to their alleged God.
I think that if you're giving more than a certain amount to the government, that you certainly, you know what, you're respecting God more than you're respecting the government.
You're respecting the government more than you're respecting God. So that is sort of a swipe against the Christians that are taxpayers.
Okay, then great.
And I use the word hypocritical. Anyway, he says, they're far from hypocritical. In fact, Christians are supposed to pay their taxes no matter how high they are. This was directly addressed by Jesus in the Bible.
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
That's the reference. He told someone who was complaining about taxes to look at his money and to see who was on it. The person responded that it was Caesar. Jesus replied to give Caesar what Caesar's and give to God what is God's. He says, I'm not a theologian, but this is my take on it. A Christian should not try to screw the government when it comes to taxes. This will eventually lead to physical conflict, and Jesus was a pacifist. The only recourse for a Christian is to ask the government to take less, but he or she is bound to give whatever it demands. For this reason, I pay my taxes as much as I hate to do it. From Brad. Now, as someone who's an educated religious person, I mean, what do you have to say about that Caesar line? Because we've heard that brought up before.
It certainly, you know, it has some validity, but I know there's
Christians out there that can find Bible passages that don't justify taxes or have something to say about the Caesar line.
I feel that the fact that the government asks for more than 10%, which is more than what God asks for, the taxes are higher than they've ever been before. Serfs were serfs in the Middle Ages when they had to give 25% of what they produced to the king.
What's that make us?
Twice double serfs?
Yeah. There's going to be a better description for it.
Peons?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Wayne in Nebraska. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah. I wondered what you guys thought about adding a nickel tax. The city here in Lincoln wants to add a nickel tax.
We don't like it.
Yeah. Well, see.
What's the reason?
Well, they're not getting enough revenue in. See, what they did is they did away with the cigarettes in, you know, public places, so... The public places are feeling it, and now I'm sure that the city government is too. But we got, I believe, the highest taxes here in the nation.
If they made their own bed as far as making cigarettes illegal in public places, then they should have to sleep in it.
Well, I agree with you there. If they don't want cigarettes, why don't they just outlaw them? You know, I mean.
Yeah, they might as well give them something else to have. You know, put the drug warriors on to.
Yeah, put the DEA busting in people's houses for smoking cigarettes.
you know, I think with this CAFTA and free trade agreement of the Americas, I mean, you know, all this imaging that they can look in our houses and whatever, why, I mean, track and trace us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. So they are actually, you're saying that in Nebraska, they're asking for a 5 cent. Is this 5 cents on what? What is it 5 cents on?
It's on gasoline. It's just a city. It's a city asking for that tax.
Five cents on gas.
What's going to happen is people are going to get their gas outside of the city.
Now, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And so, but anyway, no.
All they're doing is making it so gas company or the gas stations in the city just lose revenue while
business.
The ones in the county gain it.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah, yeah. We're against all taxes here. On
well, you know, you guys talk about taxes, but really, you say 10% of taxes, but what is 10% of taxes? I mean, what's 10% of what you make? What's what you make really worth when the dollar's got no value?
That's another good point.
Hey, it's got 4% of the value it had in 1913.
And all of that value is totally based on misperception, really.
Yeah.
Well,
perception,
you know,
or misperception.
Yeah. I just had a real good argument with the county assessor here. He tried to say my land was worth more than it was, and so went down and protested. And I told him, well, it's in floodplain, and you know the place becomes an island when the creek gums up. How is it worth this much money? And they knocked all, you know, they knocked about a third of it off. But basically, you know, you think they'd know that with all the maps as long as they've been there.
You'd think. They'll do whatever they can.
They don't really care.
Attention. Yeah, they kind of bank on the idea that most people don't pay attention to what they do, and they just get fleeced.
Boy,
so
they do. Boy,
it's a good thing
that
you were watching, Wayne. Thanks for the call,
Thank
man.
You.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jamie Togiso. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Did y'all watch that program on Peter Jennings last night?
I think I was doing a radio show.
Yeah.
That was a good one, I tell you. He interviewed this guy that was lying through his teeth that worked through the government.
Uh-huh.
And he come clean.
Is that right?
He wanted to lie.
So he wanted
he
to lie,
him,
but,
huh?
But
yeah,
he broke him down on camera.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He was going to lie, but...
What a journalist.
He come out
Peter
clean,
Jennings.
But he was lying.
He's just a shining beacon of truth.
ABC, let me tell you, is milking this... For every dollar possible. I mean, there's Peter Jennings articles and Peter Jennings stories all over their website. How did Peter Jennings influence your life? Did you quit smoking? Yesterday there was an article on ABC.com. Did you quit smoking in honor of Peter Jennings?
There were
a lot of people. Smoke.
Uh-huh.
Well, there are a lot of people that did quit smoking, or at least the news is reporting
good.
That's so.
See, that's a good response, sir.
It's, uh-huh. It's a good thing.
But can I say something before I leave?
Sure.
Okay. I just want to say, well, you know, I know ABC and all of them's controlled. Could I ask you a question, sir?
What's
sure.
That?
Are you controlled?
By whom?
never know, Jamie told you so.
We have little Jewish people in the back sending us messages all the time.
Because when I go to say something or something, y'all censor me.
God. You're not being censored, Jamie. There's no control here.
What in the heck? what the heck was that?
What are you talking about?
I don't like I was talking to Darth Vader.
Yep. Darth Vader is actually in the studio with us.
Hello, Darth Vader.
He just came in to exert some control over us for a moment. No, Jamie, we're not really controlled. I mean, we voluntarily obey the FCC regulations because we don't want to lose affiliates. You know, we don't want to lose...
we don't want the big fines either.
They ain't going to leave you. They're going to stay on here to hear me. And all of y'all.
He's as much of a draw as you are.
I want to say hello to my fans out there.
No shout-outs, Jamie. Even though you are special. Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. He's got a big head.
He is.
His fans.
You know, he's going to be calling in every night. There's not going to be a night without Jamie told you so.
We'll see about that. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, New York City. We're looking at a bit of a trouble brewing there. What's happening, man?
Well, it seems that they don't like trans fats very much there in New York City.
Trans fats are dangerous, and they're going to be banned. We're going to come back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can join us on the phones. You can send us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might read your emails live on the air. It's certainly possible, but it's not a guarantee. We're talking about New York City, a place where a lot of crazy ideas get started. One of those crazy... Wasn't New York City the first place, or was it California? It was either New York or California to ban cigarette smoking from indoor businesses.
I think it was San Diego, but New York has been big on the cigarette taxes.
Mm.
So in yes. New York, it's a pack of cigarettes is like $7.50 from what
I
understand.
That's for the cheap brands.
Yeah. What I don't get is why there's just not more. I'm sure they are buying their cigarettes off the internet and just not buying them in New York.
Oh, absolutely. And the mob's bringing them in on trucks, too.
Sure. And we did have a story about how the cigarettes, they had busted an online service for not charging the taxes for New York City and shipping into the city.
Right.
Crazy.
They went after them.
Anyway, well, now New York City wants to... wants restaurants to narrow their list of ingredients and maybe some waistlines by cutting out trans fats. The Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Get this. The Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Mental hygiene.
It doesn't sound real. It sounds fictional. Said the voluntary change...
Keeping your thoughts polished and fresh, right?
Yes.
Is that mental hygiene? Must be.
Minty. Mm-hmm. Said the voluntary change could also help fight the city's biggest killer, heart disease. To comply, chefs would have to dump many margarines and frying oils and possibly rework long-held recipes for baked goods.
To comply, all restaurants will have to make their food taste like garbage.
Yeah, sure, because I'm sure the trans fats probably make some foods taste better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at the health food out there that they have, that zero fat stuff.
Twee.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll pass on that. What about me? Look at me. I mean, you want to go on the website, freetalklive.com, and you can barely even see me.
You're like Skeletor.
Yeah, I'm so thin. You're punishing me because other people are fat, right? Now I can't go around and eat my fatty ice cream, and I can't go around and... Are they going to ban fatty foods from grocery stores while they're at it?
I must say that I don't think that trans fats are great things. Right. You know, they're mostly in hydrogenated vegetable oils and things like that, and stuff that's really not good for you. But you should have the right to eat that stuff. As far as I'm concerned, you should have the right to eat glass if you want.
Hasn't there been some controversy recently over whether or not fat even makes people fat?
There's like, certainly some controversy there.
Isn't it the Atkins thing? Idea that it's really the carbs that make you fat and it's not really the fat at all?
Yeah, it could very well be.
I'm not a
nutritionist. Weight loss industry trying to get after the Atkins people.
I'm not a nutritionist. I don't know anything about nutrition beyond very, very rudimentary basics. I mean, I know what I've heard, and I've heard conflicting things.
Yep.
And one thing about nutrition is, over the years, it's a constantly changing process. You know, at one point, eggs are good for you. Another point, eggs are bad for you. And then 5 years later, they discover that that one study was wrong, and then actually they're good for you again. I mean, what are you supposed to believe, really? Are you supposed to believe the Atkins people, or are you supposed to believe the people that claim that fat makes you fat? What are you supposed to believe? It's crazy. I mean, it would drive me nuts if I was trying to figure all this stuff out.
Well, I do believe that Mr. Atkins himself died of a heart attack. So.
Yes, he did, but it didn't have anything to do, apparently, from what I understand.
That's what I'd release, too, if I was Atkins. New York State Restaurant Association supports the effort.
What?
Yes, they, Vice President E. Charles Hunt said that in a health department release Wednesday, fats found in partially hydrogenated vegetable oils raise diners' chances of developing heart disease in much the same way that saturated meat and dairy fats do, raising overall and bad cholesterol while lowering good cholesterol. American Heart Association, how can it raise overall cholesterol and bad cholesterol, since there's only two types of cholesterol? How can it lower good cholesterol, raise bad cholesterol, and overall cholesterol?
You're asking too many questions. It's a good thing, man.
American Heart Association President Robert Eckel said in the release, Food and Drug Administration has already targeted trans fat nationwide. All foods containing the chemically modified oils must be labeled beginning next January.
Really?
Yep. Now, they have forced labeling. Sometimes
I think
labeling is a good
thing. I have a problem with it.
Nah.
If the consumers are demanding it, they'll get what they want. Whenever somebody comes back from a vacation in Europe or China or something like that, I always enjoy it when they bring back food products. There's never jack squat for labeling on these food products. For the most part. I mean, you're lucky if you get an ingredients list.
I love the ingredients lists off Chinese foods that are sold in America.
Uh-huh.
They really don't understand the language.
English.
Tasty heart. What does that mean?
I don't know. But now they're going to be labeling all products with any trans fat in them. Is that right?
That's correct. Starting January. Some workers and diners are skeptical of the city plan.
Hmm.
Labeling is as far as you want to go. You don't want to be telling people what they want, what they can eat, says a Brooklyn waitress, Karen Quam, in the New York Times.
She must be new to Brooklyn. They tell people what to do there all the time.
Yes, they do. The city's request came 2 years after it outlawed smoking in bars, restaurants, and offices, citing concerns about the ill effects of secondhand smoke. So
now, I mean, it's just so insane. The whole smoking situation in New York City is nuts. You've got the smoking tax, you've got the smoking ban. The mafia is bringing cigarettes in on the back of the backs of 18-wheelers as a result of the smoking tax.
Pretty soon, the mob will be bringing in potato chips too.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Now, what's the black market response going to be to the banning of trans fat? It's going to be that you're going to want to come in and have a
special menu.
Right, there's going to be the underground menu, and if if you're in good with the restaurateur,
just like the speakeasies,
you can exactly right. You can order the order of French fries that was, cooked in the oil with the trans fat because they taste
better. The cop will be in smashing barrels of margarine, cracking skulls on the chefs.
We're laughing about it, but it seriously
absolutely
could happen exactly that.
That
way.
Could will.
More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. If you think banning trans fat's a good idea, banning anything's a good idea, please call in. We want to hear from you.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you. The broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Seeing here with you. And Manwich, talking about these nutcases in New York City, the city, what was it, the Department of Mental Hygiene? The Department of...
It was the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
The Department of Health and Mental Hygiene has proposed banning, a total ban on restaurants, bars, whatever, using trans fat.
To cook with.
To cook with.
Yeah.
So oils bizarre. That have trans fat, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what that means. Oils, Crisco, whatever has trans fat would be completely and totally banned from within the city of New York.
Yeah, it's a strange thing.
These people want to just protect everybody from everything,
yeah,
don't they?
That's the
whole idea. And what the justification
and get paid in the process.
And the justification that they'll give is that, well, because New York City pays so much money in health expenses, look, we have so many people dying from heart attacks. When we're paying the cost, when the city's paying the cost of all these things, we have to reduce these heart attacks because this costs us money. It's the socialist health care system that justifies, or in our case, the semi-socialist health care system that justifies this insanity. If it weren't for the socialist health care system, they'd have no justification at all.
Absolutely. I don't see any reason why I should have to pay for somebody who decides to consume a bunch of trans fats and gives themselves a heart attack at 40. I don't see why I should have to pay their hospitalization.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Alabama. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, sir. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the outlaw and fat in New York, and
yeah.
It reminded me of a story online, and I'm going to post the link to it in the bulletin board tonight.
Cool.
At
freetalklive.com.
Yes, exactly. Oh, by the way, I'm a Free State Project member and an amplifier.
Excellent.
Beautiful. We love you.
Yep. But this was written by F. Paul Wilson. I don't know if you're familiar with his work.
No,
not offhand. No.
He's a libertarian author. I recommend him. He does Repairman Jack, that sort of thing. But anyway, he wrote this story back in 1978, and it's called Lipid Leggin', like bootlegging, but
right.
Lipid.
Ah, okay.
It's a good little short story about a society in which they've outlawed all the lipids and everything, and it's you'll love it. But
cool.
I'll get off the line here.
All right. Well, I look forward to that, man. Thanks, Mike. And
Lipid
if you want
legging.
To... Yeah.
Sounds like he predicted it before we did.
Well, it's not a hard idea to think up. I mean, it's, think of stuff that's bad for people, and then you think about what happens when you ban it.
Mm-hmm.
The black market takes hold, because people are not going to stop demanding good-tasting food.
No.
Now, I don't know if it's possible to make food taste good without trans fats.
Again, they do it on Star Trek.
I'm not a nutritionist. However, I just know that it's insane what they're talking about.
I can tell you that I was a pretty avid weightlifter in the late 90s.
Okay.
I lifted weights quite a bit, and I drank a lot of those awful-tasting weight gain shakes.
Right.
Recently, I've
seen you with protein bars recently.
Yes. Recently, right. I've gone back to the gym.
Okay.
And, after a workout, you have to have some available protein for the muscles to assimilate. That way, they repair themselves.
Okay.
Well, weight gain shakes have gotten a lot better. Not, like, a lot better, but they are better than they were 5 years ago. You know, they're going to get food that is going to be good for you and good tasting within 30 years.
And people are still demanding these things outside of the government. I mean, if consumers are demanding less fat, that's what they'll get. The options are there. They're already on the menus. More coming back. Hour 2 on the
I demand better tasting weight gain.
You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.